Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 393 for Monday, May 16th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were lower Monday morning, feeling some pressure from the Canadian currency. The Canadian dollar was half a cent higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive to foreign buyers. There are growing ideas that U.S. farmers could switch out acres that were intended for corn into soybeans. Farmer selling was a feature. However, gains in Chicago Board of Trade soy oil helped to limit the losses. Dry conditions in Alberta remain supportive for the canola market. To the U.S. now, and soybeans were higher while corn and wheat were lower. Soybeans were 1 cent above unchanged, with the July contract checking in at $10.66 a bushel. The market initially fell lower due to favorable weather in Argentina, but then traders began buying at the lows. There has been a decrease in demand for soy meal due to rising prices. Fundamental supply side factors are bearish without a weather threat. Corn was a cent lower, with the July contract checking in at $3.89 a bushel. Farmer selling put pressure on the corn market as producers were active sellers with the high prices. Most analysts say the U.S. corn crop is about 70 to 75% planted right now. The carryout levels look robust, and next year's levels should increase, depending, of course, on how the summer unfolds. U.S. wheat was 5 cents lower, with a July contract at $4.69 a bushel. There are general expectations that today's weekly inspections report will be disappointing. Crop conditions are improving, though, which was bearish. Ukraine's wheat crop has been pegged at 21.5 million tons, and that's up from the previous estimate of just 19.8 million tons. So that's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, May the 16th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.